עכשיו פרשס כי תיסה תפשי נעים חס, שתיתן גמורה like this. The Gemara says in Chagig Yadav Yud Gimel Amud Beis the following: Kosev Echadoyim Erudmus Pneim. The Kisei HaKoved had four faces. Pnei Odom was first Pnei Odom. Upnei Ariel LaYimin, and you had the lion in the right side. LaArbosam Upnei Shor MeHasmol, and there was an ox on the left. LaArbosam, and then there was an eagle. And then this is the first Mari VeChezkel in Perek Aleph. However, in Perek Yud it says Ve'arba Ponim LaEchod. Pnei Echad, Pnei Kruv, there's a Pnei Kruv on one, and then Pnei Odom, and the Shlishi is Pnei Ari, Ve'arivi Pnei Neshe, Vir Lo Shol Kachoshev. So the shore, the axe dropped, and instead was replaced by the Kruv. Omer Shlokish, Yecheskel Bikesh Olav Rachmin Ve'ofcho LeKruv. Yecheskel asked for Rachmin and changed it, the ox, for Kruv. Omer Yifond of Ribbono Shel Olam Kategor, Yaseh Sanegor, you want to Kategor? Because for some reason the shore is related to the eagle. So that's why he was mehapechikt from a, instead of being chas v'sholom, some kind of the prosecution, he changed it to a kruv. My kruv, what's the kruv that he would replace, that came to replace the shore? Omer Ababo, keravia, is like a child. She can be Bovel, currently new keravia, because in Bovel they call for a new keravia. For some reason it's the Babylonian name of a tinoik is Ravia. So that's why it's called a kruv. Interesting that that's the Babylonian name. Omer Rapapa Labai, Ela Meata, Dechsiv, Pnei Echad, Pnei Kruv, Pnei Asheri, Pnei Odom. So you tell me that kruv means a child. And the second side of the Kisei HaKoved is Pnei Odom. Hainu Pnei Kruv, Hainu Pnei Odom. So that's Pnei Odom twice. Api Rav Revei, Ve'api Zutrei. One is an adult, the other one is a child. So the question that is in this Gemara is amazing. Number one, why is Keravia? Why is a Tinuk in Aramaic? It's not Tinuk, that's just called Kruv. The second thing is, what does that mean? That Yecheskel, specifically Yecheskel, was Mevakesh to change the shore and to replace it with the Kruv. First of all, why Davke Yecheskel? And how does a shore get replaced with a Kruv? Doesn't make any sense, right? And then number three is the Tur Evans Kasha. Before was Pnei Shor, Pnei Odom, Pnei Arye, and Pnei Shor. Pnei Shor was in the third place. Now, when the second Maria Cheskel, when it was Mehapech, when it was switched from a ox to the Kruv, what does it say? The Kruv comes in number one. So now goes number one is the Kruv, number two is Odom, number three is Arye. Why did, by changing the ox into a kruv, it changes its place from number three to number one. Why is that? So that's the question in the Gemara in Chagiga. However, the same Reish Lakish, this is Divrei Reish Lakish. The Gemara Reish Lakish says something else about the eagle in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Hei. The Gemara says the following. Omer Reish Lakish, Bov v'nachziv toiv al aviseinu, we should go ahead and be thankful to our forefathers, shilmol lehem, because if not them who did the chet eigel, that Rashi explains, anu, im nimel lehem lo chotu, because if not for our forefathers sinning in the chet eigel, anu lo banu loilam, we would not have been born, would not have come to the world. Shenemar, ani amarti lui kimatim, v'nilion kulchem. I was, you're supposed to be malochim. Chibalte masech, but because of Yavira, ochen kiodum temusun. That's why you died. So that's what Reish Lakish says. So the Gemara goes like this. Lememre di lechotu lavamoldu. So it's mashma from Reish Lakish. Say that we have to thank our forefathers, that because of them we came to the world. So it's mashma that if not for Chet Egel, people would not give birth. And then the Gemara has a lot of kashas. Gemara says it's not possible, because the first Gemara asks the first kasha, "V'aksiva tem pruruhu." There's a mitzvah pruruhu. If they were not supposed to have children, how can they have pruruhu? The Gemara says perhaps at Sinai they were only had pruruhu until Sinai. After Sinai, they couldn't give birth anymore. So then the Gemara goes into all shak levetaria, and the Gemara comes to the conclusion that no. Don't say that if not for Chata Egel, we would not have been born. It would have been as if we didn't come to the world. Rashi says, because technically, if not for Chata Egel, people would live forever. Because Manshin Kayom, and as long as people, these older generations would be alive, we would not be able to add anything. We would be completely irrelevant. So we have to thank them for having death, because by having death, we became relevant. The Gemara says, Lememra de lechot ulhovu maisi. The Gemara says, yes, they didn't do a chet, they would not have died. Ve'aksiv parshas Yevomes, ve'parshas Necholis. Ah, lechot, there is Yevomes, there is inheritance, how can it pass, but we're not supposed to die? The Gemara says, not tonight, meaning they only wrote on the condition that if they would die, they would have those halachas. So here, Rish Lakish is saying, we have to thank our forefathers for Chata Egel, because if not for them, there would be no death in the world and would be have been irrelevant. So Rish Lakish, now in the Gemara, in Chagiga, is saying that the Cheskel had to be Mehapech the Pnei Shor. Why? Because in Kategor Nasa Sandegor, because otherwise it would be a terrible prosecution to Klal Yisrael. Here, the Gemara in Chagiga is saying that we actually have to thank our forefathers for having done Chata Egel, because this way we are relevant, because there is death in the world. So now comes, now Chata Egel is something to thank for? Is there is no prosecution on it. And comes out that death is actually beneficial. That's question number two. The question number three is actually the Megala Mukas asks. The Gemara in Yuma tells the following story. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, says the following. Tando Rabona, Maisi Bitzduki Echad Sheiskim Bachutz Vichnis. Those are Tzduki that went and they did like the Sadducees did, that he actually did the incense outside and he brought it already burning inside. The Prushim, word of the view, that the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKodoshim and he did the incense inside, but the word of the view, they do, you do the incense outside. So when he came out, he was very happy that he was able to do the avoid of Yom Kippurim in the prescription or in the order of this tzedukim. Paga Boyoviv, his father meets him. Even though we believe like the tzedukim, we are afraid of the prushim. What are you like basically gloating that you did that? So this Tzduki said, in a way, the same way like Rabbi Akiva said, and he used the same kind of a terminology. All my life I basically felt bad for this pasuk. The pasuk says, Ki be'anon erol ha-kapoyres, because we understand the person has to come to the Kodesh HaKodoshim already with the cloud of the incense. Amarti mosa yovu yorio de kemen, and I was thinking, when would I get a chance to actually do that? Now that I got the chance to do it, I should be afraid. Interestingly enough, Rabbi Akiva said the same language on Echad. He says, "Kol yomayit mitzaro de posu b'chol nafshecho," and then he got the chance. So why does the Gemara use the tzduki for doing the wrong way of the incense? Is the same language. That's something that needs to be explored. Omro lo le'yomiyot machemes. So the Gemara says, in the end, he died. And the Loshon, the Gemara says, V'yesh oimrim b'tziyosu nigav. When he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was killed. Tetan Rabichei kimin kol nishma b'azora. There was a noise in the Azora. Sheba malach v'chovtu upon. The malach pushed him down. V'nichnesu acha v'koyanim. The koyanim came to rescue him. V'motzu kekaf regel egel b'gzevo. They saw the footstep, the footprint of a calf on his back. Shenemar v'raglim b'kaf raglim kaf regel legal. They had a kaf regel legal. So asks the Megala Mukes, if, and the Megala Mukes asks, often kuf chof, if Yecheskel has switched the Pnei Shor, so probably he switched all the zecher of the eagle. So how did you have, lechoyer, they changed the feet of the Malochim also. So they don't have any more regel legal. So how could he be hurt by Regel Egel? So he answers with two terutzim. One terutz is there could be the bye-bye Sheni, the Tzuras HaEgel came back replacing the Ravya. And the second one, it could be that in the inner circles, in the inner Kisei HaKovod, indeed it was switched from an Egel to a Mal, to a Kruv. But as it comes to the world, how it projected to the world in the Chitzonius, it remained an ox. The question was, that, what does that mean? What does that mean that Baal Sheni came back? And what does it mean that in the Chitzonius it remained the ox, in the Pnimius it changed to Kruv? So to understand all of this, we have to understand what's the idea of the Egel. The Megala Mukhis is in Kuf Chof. And the Maral in Sefer HaNetzach explain the following. They explain and they quote the Medrash. The Medrash says, on the Pasuk, Ra'oi Ra'isi Be'oni Omi, right? That Roi Ra'isi, it says in the double language, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw two things by Klal Yisrael. He saw the Chet HaEgel, but he saw that the Chet HaEgel came from when they saw by Matan Torah the Kisei HaKovod, and they saw the Pnei HaShor, because one of this, they wanted to appropriate it, to take the shore from themselves. So they couldn't take the shore, so they took a miut of the shore. They took a smaller, like a minor version of the shore, which was the Egel. So the Maral explains, in the Gurariyah, explains the Maral that the Egel is nothing but a smaller version of the shore. And he explains the following. Because the Egel, the shore, is the Pnei HaSmol. Says the Maral in Perek Chof Beis in Sefer HaNetzach, Pnei HaShor B'Smol, because the small, the left, is always the Shnius. Because the Yemin is always the right hand, is the Aschola, and that's one. And the small, the left, is the Shnius. So the Shnius allow this second, allow the creation of a second, which is the creation of an Avodah Zorah like Egel, which is small, which is the Shnius. And then it says also, that's why the feet of the Malachim is, the feet of Malachim are feet of a calf, which is the feet of an ox. Why? Because the feet leave a person forward. They move a person from where he is to the next level. That moving forward, that taking out the number two, the creation of the number two, of moving to the second position, is always a function of the ox. And therefore, the regel, the feet of the Malachim, is the feet of an eagle. What does that mean? Because the right is the hashpo. The hashpo and the chesed, that's always the right. And that's the beginning of everything. And that's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The midas, the small, is small. Always Chazal say, small doicha, small pushes away, and the right one brings it closer. So the small is pushing it away. Pushing it away means creating distance. It's pushing it away. The small is always the second, which is basically the first derivative of the right, which is the creating of the second, creating of distance. And therefore, it's the same way the feet, that make you walk and make you move from the first position to the second position. That is the koach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to creations, to create a distance, to create their own self, to create their own separate beings. That's the shore. Because if you look at the Gemara says like this, the king of chayos, of the wild animals, is the lion. The king of the birds is the eagle. The king of the domesticated animals is the shore. What does it mean, the shore? The shore is, even though, says the moral, even though the lion is more ferocious, the shore is the strongest animal, is the power. It's the domesticated power that humans can channel and can achieve power with ox. That's the strongest animal. In a time when you didn't have tractors, the tractor of the people was the ox. So that represents the strength. It represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu enabling and giving strength to his creations, to actually be separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of small doicha. That's the ability of him giving koach and independence and power to his creatures. When they saw that power that's given to creations, to humans, to domesticate animals which have so much power, to control power, they wanted to have that. They wanted to have their own self-awareness and their ability to control things on their own. That is what Chazal say always, the second version, Chata Egel, is the second version of what is the second version of Etz Hadas. That Adam wanted to have das, the ability to differentiate, v'hitem, k'nisem, k'lekim, you be like Elohim, the Bala Koyachas Kulam. You have the ability to make decisions to bring clarity to a world of confusion. So they wanted to get that Koach. They lived in a world of the Midbar that they had, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the ultimate Koach. They had no self. They didn't change clothing because Simlos Cholobol Samelecha, they didn't have to worry for food. They were Eloi Kimatev, like Malochim, which means that's why the Gemara has a half a minute before Chata Egel. You actually didn't give birth. To the point that Luchos HaRishonis, there was no even Torah Shebaal Peh, there was no creativity. Everything was there. Kechol HaDvorim Ma'ilas, says the Beis Halevi, Kol HaToyra Kula, and every Chidush was written in Torah Shebaal Peh. Things were self-evident. When they saw the shore in the Merkava, they wanted to create that distance, to create a separation, to be able to have their own self-awareness, their own self-existence, and to have the power to domesticate the koach of the shore. And that's why they appropriated it. That's why it says the Megalamukis. They said, we want Elohim, we won't have the power. That's why they used Elohim. And Chazal say, Ele Elohecha Yisrael, Shekivu. They wanted many gods. They didn't want only God, one God. They wanted all the powers. They wanted to gather all the powers. And they never asked for a golden calf. It came out a golden calf. Why? Because the golden calf represents the ability of the humans to have an intermediary, to have their own channel, to control their own power. That's why it came the golden calf, even though they didn't request the golden calf. That's why also says the Megalamukis. That's why it's called Masecha. Because that is keneged the hay. The yud is the power. The yud is keneged the pnei aryeh. The hay is keneged the pnei shor. What's the pnei shor? That you have the dalet, and the yud is far away, is removed. You create a distance, you create a self-awareness. That's why it's the hey. That's why it's called, it says the Megalamukis. That's why it says in Shmoyis Rabbah that the eagle had 125 crowns. Why? Because it came from the hay. And the hay, if you look in the three-dimensional world, 5 times 5 times 5 is 125. So the three dimensions of the hay is 125, which is the ability to create a three-dimensional, 3 degrees of distance. That you have machshova, dibur, and mindset. That is the distance that they wanted to create. And that's why he says also that is also 125. Why? Because the Kisei HaKovod, the distance is 500, because the Shamayim, the Rikia, has a distance of 500 years. So he says, if you take 500 divided by 4, they took one of the Raglav de Merkov, it's also 125. And that is what they took for themselves. And that's why also Elohim, which is the power, is the gematria on the gematria rabati of Aleph Yud Kuf, the one that you could change, is the idea of Pnei Shor. And that's what they wanted to appropriate. They wanted to appropriate the Pnei Shor, which is that the Hey, that distance of the Dalet from the Yud. So that is the Chata Egel. Chata Egel is nothing but creating, appropriating the small, the distance, the raglaim, the ability to walk, the ability to distance yourself, to create your own self-existence, to create a Dalet, which is far away from the Yud, which is connected to being also that, the ability to create new ideas and new things. That's the idea of the Egel. The idea is to gather the power to yourselves, to have the power kibiyochol disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have like a self-battery on our own, which is the Egel Hazav. Mimela says, Mimela, it makes a lot of sense, the whole Gemara. Yecheskel is the one that he is credited at that time for something called the XOH. The XOH in all religions at that time came from world religions, was a Kadosh Baruch Hu coming to us. And the Egel therefore creating a distance, because now we don't need a Kadosh Baruch Hu coming to us. We have some kind of intermediary. We have the power with us. We don't need the power from him. In the world of existence, when we went into Golos, up to then, there was the Mare of Nevuah of Bais Rishon. Yecheskel is the first Navi after Churban Bais Rishon. He sees the Merkava in the post Bais Rishon era. And that's called the XOH. That's the age that we went from there to be Mekabel to Erev Shabbat Peh. That's not the way age that Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and reveals himself to us. This is after the Gnizas Oron in Yoshiyahu. When Yoshiyahu, the Oron HaKodesh was Nignas, was the Gniza of the Gilui Hashchina. From now on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come to us. And the Egel, actually, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to us, the Egel creates a separation. It allows us to have the power without HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming to us. And therefore, that's a huge interference. In the time of Yecheskel, which is the first Navi post-Gniza Sa'orot of Yeshiyahu, which is the beginning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come to us anymore. The Luchos are not there, or the Nisim are bottle. That's the beginning of the Rosh Hashanah that we created a distance, and now we have to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a change in all the religions. This is called, at that time, the 500 BC, it's called the XOH, that the axis of the world came from a world of revelation to a world of transcendence. Yecheskel is the one who sees the Merkava mitzad atzmoi, that it's a gilui hashchina that you search and you look for it. That transition is by changing the shor of the Merkava into a tinek. Because the power that was given to humans and the distance is not to empower us. Because by empowering us, it's a distance that we don't need a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Egel. But the distance of the shor can create us to be a tinek. That because we are distance, we not that we have the power, we have no power. That's the difference between a tinek and a shor. A shor is the one who has all the power, is the domestication regarding the power. The tinoik is not the power, is the power to search, is a distance that doesn't a distance that creates power, is a distance that's seeking power, is a distance that is looking to grow. So the kruvin is the shor bitikunoi. That is the balash, the madrig of tshuva. What Chazal say, the Lechot Yisrael et ha'egel, like the Lamed Lem Derech Tshuva, is to create a distance. Not that you have the power in the distance, but the feeling of distance that you are missing the power, that you want to connect, that all of our power is to reconnect, is the Tikkun of the Hey, which is the Dalet, reconnecting to the Yud. The Tinoik is the distance that doesn't create the distance that now we are self-sufficient, is the distance to realize that because we're distance, we have nothing of our own. We are trying to reconnect. The tikkun of Yecheskel, in the gilui that comes mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, the egel is actually a barrier. But in the world of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the world of seeking, the world of searching, the distance creates the mandate to search. That's the idea of Luchos Shniyos. The fact that by Luchos Shniyos, Torah was not written, given by Kodesh Baruch Hu, but that we had to search on our own, that psol lechosh ni luchos avonim, that's mitzad us, the tikkun of Luchos Shniyos, they shine after Yechezkel. That the shor is not a hefsek between HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, but enables us to search HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Psal Lechol, when the Luchos Shniyos are not Luchos, which are very obvious and clear, we have to search for it. So the shor becomes a ultimate tikkun with the tikkun of Teresh Bapeh, the tikkun of Tshuva, says the Chassam Sofer. The Tzuras Odom after the Egel is a Tzuras Odom of Baal Tshuva. Is somebody who is distant, who is trying, the first Odom was Odom HaSholem. The second Odom, by creating a distance, now he's a Yenuka. He's the one who is trying to search, he's trying to conquer. And that's the idea of the Baal Tshuva, and therefore he comes from third place to first place. Because this is the tikkun, and that tikkun of Chet HaEgel is using Chet HaEgel to work on ourselves, to be zoiche, but not to have the power, but our power, our distance is the power to search. That's why it's base medrash, is a place to search, is the power of a tinek that wants to be. That's why, says the Megala Mukas, Dimbai Sheni, that tikkun of Chet HaEgel, so it comes out that this is Chet Tikkun Chet HaEgel is what Yechezkel was mechadesh, that there is a gilui hashchina mitzad us searching him, not him coming to us, which is the second stage of the world, which is Luchos Shniyos of the world of transcendence, the world, quote-unquote, post-axial age, is the tikkun of Chet HaEgel, using the distance of Chet HaEgel to create a madrega, which is Baal Tshuva, which is Ishmo Rechoikim Ve'yavo, Ve'itnu Lecho Keser Melucha, which is an actually higher madrega than Adam. But, says the Megala Mukas in Bayi Sheni, there were people who did not accept Torah Shebaal Peh. They believed that nothing has changed, that there was no axial age, those are the Tzadikim. So for them, the Egel was never mishapech to a kruv. And therefore, when he came out, and that's the idea of the Tzadikim, that Rabbi Akiva is the one who believed that you could transcend into Kodesh HaKodoshim, and we can do the Oshan inside of Kodesh HaKodoshim. And that's why Rabbi Akiva is the Soida Echad, Mosa Yovel Lili Vekamena. That Tzadikim was the believer that you cannot transcend, that that distance remains, that you cannot do the Ktoires inside, you have to do the Ktoires outside, Be'on and Ovel HaKapoires. The exact opposite of Rabbi Akiva. If you don't believe the distance enables you to connect, that creates now a tinoik, elamai, you believe that the distance remains, that is Chet HaEgel. So for him, the Egel was never nisapech to a tinoik. And therefore he was killed with regel Egel. Because for him, the Egel was right. If you cannot bring the Kodesh HaKodoshim, the incense inside, it means that you remain outside. You never mehapech in the axial age to go from a shore into a tinek. That's why he's killed there. And that's why it says the Megala Mukas, the Chitzonius in this world, it appears to be by Torah Shebaal Peh, that Nitzchuni Bonai, that we have the power. And we have the power to keep Yochel, the power is with us. So it appears to be that the Chet HaEgel remains. But in the Pnimius, we realize that our power is to realize that we don't know anything. Soid of Chet Etz Hadas is what's the tikkun of Etz Hadas? So the Tachlis Hadas is Shelo Leida, to realize how little we know. Our Das is the realization that the distance is not that we have the power, we have the power to search. We are a tinaik. That is the power that we have. That is the tikkun that we have. So the chitsoinius appears to be that we have all the power, but in Plinius, the power is the power to search, says the Megala Mukas. That's why bechitsoinius, it remains an egel, but in Plinius, it is nothing but a tinaik, which is the tikkun. In the world of Baal Tshuva of tikkun, Misa is ultimately the idea and the tikkun for Chet HaEgel. Because if a person wants to search, wants to create a distance to enable Vishmur Choikim Ve'yavol, each one has his own mission and his own vision. In the world of Tershe B'Chsav, it's all given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could have people living forever. In the world that we search and the distance creates our ability to create our own approach. On that world, Misa is necessary. Because in the world of the, if you want to, the world of Tshuva of Chata Egel is the world of Torah Shebal Peh, says Rish Lakish. Now, B'mokon Shebali Tshuva, Oim Dim'in Tzadikim Gurim Yichurim Lamoid, we are in a higher Madrega now, with Tshuva of the Tinuk, of the opportunity of the Egel, we are better than the generation before the Egel. That's why the Tzuras Kruv comes out before Tzuras Odom. So we have now to thank our Rabbi Seinu that they did Chata Egel. Because now we have death. If not for death, we will never be able to shine into search because you have people who are believing as the way. And we will never be able to disrupt or create. The ability to be a Tinek is only because there is death. Because now there is something that we have to search and bring our own contribution. So says Rish Lakish, after the Tikkun of Yecheskel, that the shore is misapech to a kruv. Now, death is a big blessing. Because if they would live forever, we would have no room in this world. Imagine a world of immortals, people that didn't die. We would not have anything to contribute. We would never be able to use the distance to bring Ishmur Choykim Veyavo, because we had nothing to add. We would be so behind everybody else. So Misa enables us today, the world of post-change, the post-axial age, when the Chet Egel was the Sapech L'Kruv, Misa and death, instead of being anointed, today is the ultimate Tikkun HaOlam, because now it's Kimish Banu L'Olam. And this is what the Begal Avukah says, that is exactly the Pshat anymore. That's why it says in the Mi'ah Sheloach, that when there was the ox means the power, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it to us. So it's not the Bechira by us, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to us. So the Bechira is much smaller. The Cheskos means parallel that now the Bechira, the distance, enable and actually deepens the ability of our Bechira. Because now we are distance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not coming to us, we are coming to Him. So Keravia, says the Mi'ah Sheloach, made Bechira that much greater. So comes out something givaldic, that you always think that the Egel was empowering Bnei Odom by having a shor. The really empowering is being a Tinuk. A Tinuk means a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you nothing, you search and you do it. In Chazal, that becomes the motto, that when you have a Obar, that in the Me'imo he learns Kol HaTorah Kulei as a Gilui. But Rashita's Rashi is the Hariga Suba Yonat Chai Misa, because he's not a Nefesh. He's not a real human. When a human, when you go ahead and you forget everything and you're a Tinek and you have nothing, because now it's totally on you. Being totally on you makes Bechira that much deeper, and that's the ultimate power of Bnei Odom. The ultimate power of Bnei Odom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us is not the power to control, but the power to search, which is the Koyach HaBechira, the Kibiyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the control from him and gave it to us. Instead of giving us, we need to search. So that axial age, turning us into a Tinoik, that we have nothing and we have to search, ultimately, that's the greatest power. And therefore, the empowering of the Shkregel HaShor, that created Shnius and gave power to Shnius, the ultimate tikkun of that is the power of Bechira, which is the power of Tshuva, which is the power of Torah Shebal Peh.